Oh, do we have the pamphlets? They're around somewhere? And in the closet there? Check, I don't know. Okay. Okay, so I wanted to do Reish Lamed Beis, Siv Beis. Siv Dalet, I mean. Reish Lamed Beis, Siv Dalet. Here, yeah, those are them. Yeah, Shkach. Yeah. Siv Dalet. So, the shaila that we're going to talk about today is someone showed me there was always in one of the Jewish magazines, Jewish publications, they have a Din Torah case every week. So this week the Din Torah case was like this: someone bought a property, and for whatever building or whatever they were going to do on the property, there was they couldn't have oil on the property. So they asked them, is there oil? No, there's no oil tank. There's a gas tank. There's no gas tank. Fine. There's no oil. He bought the property. A couple years later, he's finally ready to do to develop the property in the way he said. And he does some sort of soil test, and he finds that there is an oil tank over there somewhere that was used not by the previous owner, but by the person who the previous owner had bought it from. The owner didn't even know about it. And now to fix the problem cost $23,000. And the lokeach told the moicher that I want you to pay me back the $23,000 that I'm owed, that it would cost to fix the problem. The moicher is taina, said, no, I don't want to fix the problem. But if you want, I'll take back the property. Because over the last couple of years, since you bought it, the property went up about from $550,000 that we bought it to about $800,000. So I'm not going to fix the $23,000 that's going to cost, but if you want, I'll take back the property. No problem, mekach tois. So what is the halacha in the case? I'll take it back for the original price. I'll give you back the money.
Yeah. Usually when you buy something these days, the pamphlets, the soil test.
No, because that's not a normal survey that you would do. It's a very advanced type of survey.
Why would the seller do that survey? The buyer wants to make sure that there's no oil. The buyer should pay for that survey.
He asked him, as far as you know, is there an oil tank? No, there's not. Okay, but I thought there's not. I mean, it's not the lekach's problem necessarily. The poskim say, to find out something which costs extra money and it's not the derech of most buyers to do it, you're not mechuyev to do it. You can't assume that that's his fault. Okay? So this was the shaila. So we're going to start off the shir with Siv Dalet. And from Siv Dalet, we'll see that maybe it will become clear one way. But I think from Siv Hey, we may end up having a psak, which is different. Okay? So in Siv Dalet, it says like this. Now, before we go into Siv Dalet, I want to be makdim that if you remember, way back in Oina'a, remember Oina'a was different than Mekach Tois. Way back in Oina'a, when we discussed Oina'a, we said that if you do Oina'a more than Ashtos, if the difference is more than Ashtos, then either side can be Mevatel the Mekach. Either side could annul the sale. So the shaila is, everyone understands that the guy who got ripped off could be mevatel the sale. But why could the person who sold it at the higher price, why is he allowed to be mevatel the sale? So he said,
I can't tell. I'm sure it's working.
We could say that it's a machoikis rishayna. By the way, I'm going to come out with a psak that's going to surprise you. So he said by Aina, there's a machoikis rishayna. Okay, the Rivam is the main psak, holds that really the person who is the ma'ane, the one who ripped off the guy, the one who did the bad deal, the seller, he really cannot he really cannot be mevatel the sale. But if the other guy comes and says, hey, you sold me a $100 item for $120, which is more than a shtos, I want back the money. And then he says, I don't want to give you back the money, but if you want, I'll give you back the sale. We'll undo the whole sale. But let's say the guy who got ripped off will say, I don't mind, I want to keep it the way it is. Then the one who was the seller has no recourse. He can't just say he wants it back. And obviously the common case would be when the value changed in the middle. But there is another shita out there, the shita of the Rabbeinu Yoina, that says that unless we know for sure that the buyer in that case wants to keep it, the seller couldn't be mevatel to sell unilaterally. There is such a shita out there. Okay? So the shell is the same be to hold true by Mekach Toi. So let's read the Shulchan Aruch. So like this. Ein mechashvin pchas hamum. You sold something and it has a mum. So let's give an example. You sold a device, some sort of a computer, or some sort of, and it doesn't have a feature that you thought it has. You thought it has a certain feature. It doesn't have that feature. So the advanced model costs, you know, X. You sold me something that's not what we discussed. Has a mum. It's not really doing what you told me it can do, because it's a different model or something. So afilu machar lekli shave asara dinar v'nimtzu b'mum ha'mafchisa midamav isar machzer sakli. You can give it back, and I'll give you back your money. But you can't say, okay, look, you sold me this model for $100. This model really only costs $90. The model that I wanted with the extra features costs $100. So the buyer will say, you know what? So just give me back $10. So the buyer has no recourse, cannot demand back the money. The buyer, if the buyer says, give me back the $10, the seller can say back, I don't want to give you back the $10. I want to be mevatel the whole sale. Now, why would he say that? Because maybe he could find someone else to sell to for $100. Or maybe price has changed. Right? But the point is, he is not mechuyev to be maimed the mekach for that lower price. Okay. Now, what happens? So we're saying now, just to explain outside, the person got an item with a mum. He cannot demand back the money. All he can demand back is to undo the sale. Okay? He says, I don't want this item. Give me back all my money. Take back the item. He can't say, I want to keep the item, but give me back the difference. Now, what about the seller? Can the seller say, let's say can the seller demand to be mevatel the sale if the buyer is willing to keep it? That's a machloikas. The Sma says maybe yes. The other achronim all say no. So let's go on with the other achronim right now. That because the Sma says that we can go. I'm just gonna say quickly. Pasen zek Rabbeinu Yoina. So if you go like Rabbeinu Yoina in Aina, could be you could say the same thing here by Mekach Tois. Okay, fine. Let's just leave that. So the halacha basically is it's up to the lokeach. It's up to the buyer. The buyer can basically either say I want back my money, but then the seller says no. I'm just gonna be about to sell, or the buyer can accept it as is. Okay, but basically the buyer does not have a choice to demand back the money. Clear so far? The buyer cannot demand back the money, the difference between the value of the sale and the value it is with the mum.
Does the seller have the option to pay that?
No, that's what we're saying. Only if the lokeach agrees.
Oh.
If they both agree, then they both agree. But if they don't both agree,
he has to take back.
He has to either take, yeah, exactly. So based on that psak, the way it looks like right now, in our case of the magazine, the din would be pretty obvious that the buyer does not have a choice to demand back the money, the $23,000 that it would cost to fix the problem. The buyer's only claim would be either take it back or leave it. Now, obviously, if the buyer is willing to give back the property for the $550, the seller will take it back in a heartbeat, because he could now sell it for $700 today. So the buyer, Mistum, is going to keep it, and he has no recourse to get back the $23,000. That's what you would learn if you only learned Sif Dalid, okay? But we're going to learn today Sif Hey, and based on Sif Hey, maybe the halacha will be different. Now, before we go on to Sif Hey, interesting case. The Pesachei Tshuva brings down a very important case. Rabbi Kahn mentioned it in passing, but what happens if you bought a case of something? You bought wholesale. You bought a case. So you bought a case of what? 50 bags, okay? Two of the bags come damaged. 48 are good. So you want to keep the 48, and you want him to discount you the two that are damaged. So the Pesachei Tshuva says if it was sold as one sale, then you have to choose. It's all or nothing. You have to either give them all back or keep it as is, and you can't demand back the money.
What happens? You have the 50 and you take them out, one at a time, and you sell them or use them, and then it gets to the bottom of whatever it is. You don't know that at the beginning. You're not seeing them all at once. Then you see the last ones are good.
Well, if you used it, then we already said last time that using is not a mechila. If you didn't know about the mum, so you didn't know about it.
You can't turn back the 50 because you only have.
Oh, if you sold them.
You sold some of them, and then you get to the bottom of the whatever it is. You don't see them, and then you see there's a problem.
That case is different because you didn't know about the mum. But let's talk about a case where you open the mall, you see right away that there's two damaged items. So you would say, look, I'm keeping the 48, I want to return you back the two, the refund. The seller could actually say, nope, either sell me back all of them, the whole case, or keep it as is. I sold you a case. You want to keep the case, keep it. If you don't want to keep the case, then send it back. Now, that's only if you sold it by the case. A lot of times, they'll say, what's a case? A case is 10 items at $5 a piece equals $50. So there, they're really selling you, a 10 pieces at $5 a piece. That could be different. But if the case is not marked as such, and the case is invoiced as a case, then he has a claim to say that I want all or nothing.
Going back to the oversale, that somebody overpays by, let's say, 10%. And you said that if the he comes back to complain to the seller, the seller can't say, okay, fine, I'll refund you the difference. That would make him whole. Why would that not be acceptable?
20%?
Whatever it is.
No, but it's a difference.
Okay, he overcharges him.
If it's 10%, then he makes him whole. If it's 20%, then the seller is not obligated to make him whole, because now you're making the seller sell it at a price which is really not anything close to what he wanted to sell it for. And even though it's not the fair price, he has the choice to say, you know what, I don't want to sell it at all then.
But can he just refund him the difference?
Oh, he can. He can, but the buyer can't force the seller to do that.
But if he wants to, he can.
Yeah. No, he can, but the point is the buyer can't force the seller to do that. Okay? Okay, now. Okay, so that seems to be the halacha over there. Fine. Now, let's go to Sif Hey. I think from Sif Hey, we'll see a very important knetch on the shiloh we started with. Sif Hey says the following: Reuven shemachal l'shimon batim sheyesh labir acharis. So they go into contract about a property out in Nebraska. We're here in Florida. I own a property out in Nebraska. You sent out your worker to go check it out. It looks all good. And then we go into contract. Okay, everything's great. Right, we go by closing. You send out your worker again by closing. And between the contract and the closing, there was a major vandalism on the whole property. And the windows are all cracked. And there's big problems with the property. That happened before the closing, but you didn't realize until the closing. You sent out your guy, you checked out everything, you went into contract, you closed. Then you send out your workers to start, you know, managing the property, and apparently there was a vandalism that happened to the property before the closing. No one knew. The koydim gamar hamecher nichnasu goyim bebatim vekilkulu ktsas mekoymois veishnu aksalim veokru dloses habayis vachaloynois. The seller, the buyer wants to go back. He doesn't like it's not worth it for me to keep the deal anymore. And since we know through cameras or whatever that this happened before the closing, I want to be mevatel the sale. Veruvein toyin shakim shumum oiver inaka lumin adam. Here, the seller says, "I don't want to be mevatel the sale. I want to make you whole. So I want to take off the price of the damage, or maybe the price that it would cost to fix. And I want to pay for fixing it, but I don't want to be mevatel the sale." You hear the case? It's probably meisim b'chol yoim, right?
Happens every day.
What?
Okay,
so there's some sort of walkthrough. You don't see everything in a walkthrough. You don't see everything right away. And there's some things that will only come up after. So now, he says, Adinim Ruvain, the seller could just pay for the difference. So I ask you, what is the difference between Sif Dalet and Sif Hay? In Sif Dalet, we said that you there's no claim on the money. The claim is to Mevatel the sale. And here, all of a sudden, the halach is that the seller can make him whole. And the buyer cannot demand to Mevatel the sale. What's the difference? What's the difference? How come before we said you have no claim on the money, and here you do have a claim on the money? Here you have a claim on fixing the problem.
It seems like you're both inspecting it together in the second one. The first one, each one is separate.
No, don't get into that. Don't say that over there, who's doing it, who's not. The difference is, in the first case, I told you the case, you bought this device and it's missing some of the application, some of the features. There's no way to fix that. So now, what the seller wants to say is, you know what, keep the item, and I'll pay you, I'll give you back the difference. The buyer says, no. The buyer says, no, I'm not ending up with the item I want. I'm ending up with a different item. So you can't force me to end up with something I don't want and just make me pay less for it. This is not what I wanted. I wanted something with no mum. So therefore, since I wanted something with no mum, you cannot make me accept something I don't want. And therefore, the buyer can decide, I'm annulling the sale. But here, what's the seller's claim? The seller's claim is, I'm going to fix it. That means you're going to end up with the property that we discussed. It's not going to be a problem. Don't worry. You're going to end up with the property that you discussed. And even if you want to be mevatel the sale, the seller could say, I'll make you whole. Okay? So, the...
Is there enough minor on another kalim that's the problem is fixable?
I know. So that's what he's saying. If the item is fixable, we'll see what type of fixable. But if you can replace the windows, then you can make it fixable. So then the buyer cannot demand to mevatel the sale. The seller could demand to fix it. Now, l'chayra, what if the buyer? That means that the claim on the case, the claim is not. I want to move out to the sale. The claim is fix the problem, right? When the guy's coming to Beis Din, the first thing he always asks the plaintiff is, what are you demanding? What do you want? So in this case, number one is, I don't want this item. I want to get back. I want to get an item that I asked for. Fine. Here, the claim is, I want him to fix, the taina is that the seller should fix the problem. So since the taina is the seller should fix the problem, so bebeila, the seller's taka mechoyet to fix the problem.
L'chora. The bottom line is,
does the buyer want to back out?
No, if the buyer wants to back out, the seller could demand that I'm going to fix it.
Even though the buyer
Edson
wants to move out,
there's not
much to that.
Okay, the question, so now. Exactly.
I want to destroy a house. Are you
going to
fix it?
That's
never the same.
I don't know.
Okay.
Seems
so
like
it doesn't matter.
Moisha has always the yavron.
No.
Because he says you want to fix. I'm willing to fix it.
Right. In this case, because the item is still there.
Or he can say, I don't want to fix it. I'm going to take it back the property. So you always have the yavron.
In this case. Oh, so that's the question.
All
hold on.
Cases, okay.
Not all cases. Work. Not in a mum.
I'll take it back.
No. Not in a mum. In a case of a mum. In a case of a mum that's not fixable. Okay.
So that's
our whole point. In a case where it's not fixable, then the lokeach has the other al yoina.
If it's not fixable, then.
If it is fixable, then the mecher has the other al yoina. Okay, exactly. Because it makes a lot of sense.
Now,
not necessarily. We have to see the Ramah. The Ramah says, Sharei bias machar lo v'adai nikra bias. Because the problems that have been found are not essential to the use of the item. In other words, you could basically live in it that way. Obviously, you don't want a house with cracked windows. You want them to be fixed eventually. But since it could basically be fixed, that it could basically be used, it's functional, so therefore, when you're fixing, it's not like a bringing me. It's not like a pan mechadoshes. It's basically fixing it. Memela, two things. Memela, first of all, like what we said last week, that using an item is a mechila. Here, using an item would not be considered mechila. That's number one because it's usable. I just want you to pay for the fixing. Number two is when you're actually living in it. The demand is to fix it. The meicher can demand to say, I don't want you to mevatel the mekach, I just want to fix it for you. Now, v'chein mum she'inu beguf habayis. Anything which is not affecting the etzim functionality of it. So let's say you bought a property. Let's say you bought a property and you wanted it to be tenant free. The mice, it's not tenant free. You walk in there, there's a guy in there. So can you mevatel the sale? So chayr would depend. L'chayra, the claim, that doesn't affect the etzem thing. I could come in and say, I'll get rid of the tenant. Oh, don't back out of the sale. I'll get rid of him. I go to the tenant, I say, I rent to another place. I get rid of the tenant. So then the claim, so we're going to say, no. Mekatoyz, it's the tenant in there, I don't want it. I can be ma'amin for you the house, the way it is. So therefore, anything which is not in the etzem house, it doesn't make the house not livable. The claim is, first and foremost, that the seller should fix the problem. And if the seller can fix the problem, then that's a good claim. Okay, it's not a claim of mekach tois. However, if let's say the mechaber says, let's say the problem is so basic to the problem, you can't live in the house. You walk in there, there's no roof. There's no roof. Then I'll put on a roof. No. Then the pshat is, you didn't sell me a house. I'm not waiting around for you to put on a roof. The roof that you're going to put on is not the roof that I bought with. I'm not interested. So if it's not a house, then you go back to mum, and then it's up to the lokech to decide. But if it's usable as a house or whatever you bought it for, then the claim mainly is to get rid of the problem. So a lot of times you can have this with like zoning. I sold it to you, and it's not zoned as such. So is it fixable? Is it not fixable? Now, the guy could say, look, I need it right now. I can't wait around for you for a year to fix that problem. Okay, so it depends what the scenario is. It could be it's not usable for him. But in a case where the problem is kind of, not essential to the shame of the davar, so then the halacha would be that he could demand them to fix it. Okay? Now, getting back to our Shaila with the gas tank, so L'chaira, in Sif Dalet, it says that the buyer does not have a claim on the money. But in Sif Hey, it seems like the buyer doesn't have a claim to Mevatel the sale. Fakert, his only claim is on the money. So what's over here? What?
Sif Hey is not on the money. Sif Hey is tied to the fixer.
Exactly.
So that's
not
if the buyer offers to pay him off for the difference, he may have to do it.
Oh, by the way, that's an important point. In Sif Hey, when the claim is to fix the problem, it's not that he pays him for the value of the item with the damage. No, you pay for what it costs to fix it. Again, I don't know if those two things are the same. You pay for what it costs to fix it. By the way, the tirch of actually fixing it is on the buyer, which is still annoying. But, in other words, I'll pay you for the cost to fix it, but you got to hire the contractor, you got to figure it out.
It's on a buyer, yeah?
Yeah. That's on the buyer.
And why would he even... Didn't the guy see that there was no roof when he bought the house?
That's what I'm saying, they weren't there. They weren't there. Between the survey and closing, something happened.
But what about between the survey and... Something happened. But that's always covered in a contract. It's a standard item covered in a real estate contract.
Okay, if you have a good lawyer, you're saying... So the question is, in that case of the oil, what's the halacha? So lemaisa,
the question is that moving only in case of said, hey, it's only if the Mecca wants to be kind of the Mecca. He also could say, I'm not going to fix it, I'm going to go to the Mecca.
So why could he do that? Why is that pasha to you?
The question is, I didn't move it.
That he could say he's going to fix it.
He could say, I'm going to fix it. Yeah. Or he could say, I'm not going to fix it.
No, but let's see the other way around. Let's see the other guy wants to keep the Mekach and wants you to fix it. Why not?
Because that's not what it says.
Why isn't that the claim? There's no Mekach toys. There's no Taina Mekach toys here then. So what's the buyer's Taina?
It is.
What's the buyer's Taina? What's his claim?
You bought a house with a seller who's not going to fix this problem. So you bought a house with a... I'm not fixing it. So now you bought a house with a guy who's not fixing it. So now you have either you have a nekach or you don't. You can't force me to do something.
So Lamai said this is a machlok is achrayim. If you could force him to fix it, this is a machlok is achrayim. If you could force him to fix the problem. So some achrayim say that just like when there's a mum, you could force the moicha to annul the sale. When there's something that's fixable, you could force the moicha to fix it. To pay for the fixing. So, some say like that. Lemaisa Rabbi Khan, he has a sefer over here on Oino, he paskins, like you're saying, that the seller could say, look, your whole claim is for me to fix it, I'm not fixing it. So now you can decide if you want to mevatel the sale or not, but I'm not paying to fix it. So, in that case, he paskins that would be the halacha, but... So l'chayra, he's always going to say kimli like that shita, and that would end up being the halacha. So I would say the halacha is in the case of the oil, he has no recourse. He can't say I'm going to.